Monday, this 15th day of September. Can you believe we're already halfway through the month already? I have no idea where the time is going. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, this 15th day already of September 2013. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you today. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We have encouragements, songs, and some scripture all mixed into this program, and that's what we call Sunday Worship. And friend, we try to have a theme for each and every program, and today we're continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God, taking a look at some of your favorite passages, maybe passages you haven't seen or heard in a while, or passages you've never even noticed before. So we're going to be taking a look at that right here. So I hope you can join me on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless word, no one could express how much you deserve. Oh.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Sunday to you, this 15th day of September 2013. And today we're continuing on our series on a journey through the Word of God. Well, several years ago, evangelist Billy Graham was scheduled to speak at Cambridge University in England, but he did not feel qualified to address the sophisticated thinkers. He had no advanced degrees, and he had never attended seminary. Now, he prayed for God's help, and God used him to share the simple truth of the gospel and the cross of Christ. See, Moses also felt inadequate when God recruited him for the task of telling Pharaoh to release the Israelites. In fact, Moses asked God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" And God replied to him, "I will certainly be with you." And knowing he would have to share God's rescue plan and tell the Israelites who sent him, Moses asked God, "What shall I say to them?" And God replied, "I am has sent me to you." Friend, even when we question our ability to do what God has asked us to do, He can be trusted. Our shortcomings are less important than God's sufficiency. See, when we ask, "Who am I?" we can remember that God said, "I am."
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Calls me home here in the
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it.
Lifting up the King of Kings. This is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hello there. Happy Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. So how's the weekend coming along? You hanging in there? Doing all right? In fact, the other day, we took my boy out. We had a nice little guys' night out. We stayed at a nice little hotel Friday night into Saturday, and we just had a good time together. So it was a good family time so far this weekend, and I pray it's the same for you. And friend, today we are continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." According to the International Basketball Federation, basketball is the world's second most popular sport with an estimated 450 million followers around the globe. In the U.S., the annual NCAA tournament in March often brings mention of legendary coach John Wooden. Now, during his 27 years at UCLA, Wooden's team won 10 national championship titles. Yet today, John Wooden, who died in 2010, is remembered not for what he accomplished, but for the person he was. Wooden lived out his Christian life and his genuine concern for others in an environment often obsessed with winning. In his autobiography, "They Call Me Coach," he wrote, "I always try to make it clear that basketball is not the ultimate goal. It is of some importance in comparison to the total life we live. There's only one kind of life that truly wins, and that is one that places faith in the hands of the Savior. Until that is done, we are on an aimless course that runs in circles and goes nowhere." Friend, John Wooden honored God in all he did, and his example challenges us to do the same. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God, I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing.
Pray that your weekend is coming along well. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and today we are continuing our series on a journey through the Word of God. Psalm 69:34 says, "Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them." Well, tell you what, recently I saw a billboard stating that 80% of all life on earth is found in the seas. That staggering number is difficult to process, largely because most of that life is out of sight. As I consider this, it reminded me of how much greater God's creation is than we typically appreciate. Now, while we can easily have our breath taken away by a majestic mountain range or a beautiful sunset, we sometimes fail to see his extraordinary work in the details that require more careful study and examination. Not only is much of God's creation hidden by the oceans, but other parts are also too small for our eyes to observe. Sort of like the unsearched reaches of the universe that is all the work of our Creator. In those magnificent structures, seen and unseen, God's creative glory is revealed. I think that says that in Romans chapter 1. But as we grow to understand the wonder of creation, it must always, did you hear that? Must always point us to the Creator himself and call us to worship him. As the psalmist says, "Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them." Psalm 69:34. If creation itself gives praise to the Creator, we can and should certainly join the chorus. Friend, what a mighty God we serve. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Let us worship them.
right. Come, let us bow down and worship our Master. Well, friend, thank you so much for joining me today as part of your Sunday, part of your weekend. To find out more about this radio ministry, you can visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And if there's anything you need from us, just feel free to contact us right there through the website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me tag along with you. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.